Coming up on episode number 520, it's Coverville's annual tribute to all things Halloween, with covers ranging from spooky all the way to ooky. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's October 28th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another Halloween edition of Coverville. We try to do one of these every year, featuring covers, some obvious Halloween-inspired covers, and maybe some that are not so obvious. We got a few requests sprinkled in here, and some suggested tracks from family members and friends. So why don't we go ahead and get things kicked off with a cover coming from Nick from Australia. He recommended this one. I think it's a great addition, and I never would have thought of this initially for a Halloween show, but it's a great, great spooky Halloween-esque cover. It's Screamin' Jay Hawkins and his interpretation of Tom Waits' Whistlin' Past the Graveyard. Comes from the 2000 Tom Waits tribute called New Coat of Paint. Again, here's Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Coming in on a night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. Busted up a chaperone way out by the Kokomo. Cooked up a mess of mulligan and got into a fight. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, Papa One-Eyed Jack. You probably seen me sleeping out by the railroad tracks. Asked the Prince of Darkness about the smoke from the stack. Sometimes I kill a jackal and suck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving it to the mine. A whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. I know you've seen my headlight and the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhound, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. It's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
every once in a while I get a request to play a little jazz on the show. And for the most part, I don't feel like it completely fits in with the rest of the music, type of music that I usually play on Coverville. But tonight, decided to bend that a little bit and play something that was submitted to the show by the Sean J. Kennedy Quartet. This comes from their album Queen Anne's Revenge and is a cover of the theme from The Munsters. Before that, you heard Whistlin' Past the Graveyard by Screamin' Jay Hawkins from that 2000 album New Coat of Paint. It was a Tom Waits tribute, and that one is going out to Nick in Australia. All right, couple things going on, and I'll just talk briefly about them because I talked about them on the last show. Podcast Awards, of course, still plenty of time left to vote. And hopefully, if you're getting a chance to, if it's convenient for you, then hopefully you're doing it on a daily basis. Podcastawards.com is the website, and Coverville's been nominated in two categories, Best Produced Podcast as well as Best Music or PodSafe Music Podcast. So if you get a chance, I'd love to have a vote from you. If you don't mind swinging by there. And again, I'll continue to extend the offer. If you'd like a daily text message, a daily Twitter, or a daily email, just send me an email, let me know, and I'll be happy to add you to the list of people that I'm doing that for currently. Also, Coverville Idol is well underway. I've gotten a lot of emails, people very interested in this project and are starting to put together their songs, which is great. I love hearing that. This time it's focusing on the music of Squeeze. Basically, you'll come up with your impromptu Squeeze cover. You don't have to worry about polishing it up too much. Just put together what you can in the time allowed and get it to me, and I'll play all of the entries and then allow for some voting so that we can award some prizes to the best ones. But the most important thing is that all the entrants will get played on the show. And again, I'm hoping to get some great celebrity judges as well as maybe even a limited edition CD kind of situation at this. But we'll worry about that later. Let's just get your covers in and get them on the show. That's Coverville Idol, and the deadline for entries is December 1st, 2008. And then finally, Bluehost.com is the sponsor for Coverville tonight. Just go check out the website, and you'll see all you need to know about Bluehost.com. All right. Getting to another suggestion that we had here, Little Red Riding Hood. This one is done by the Meteors, kind of a psychobilly take on the Sam of the Sham and the Pharaohs song. This one comes from a 2006 album by the Meteors called Stampede. It's dark, it's twisted, and it's great. It's the Meteors with Little Red Riding Hood.
Heart I have, but all it's better just to love you. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted to walk with you alone. Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to give it to you now if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. What big heart I have, what a better just to love you well. Little Red Riding Hood, even bad wolves can be good. I'm gonna keep you satisfied, just walk on by my side. Before we get to Grandma's place, you ought to see things just my way.
Starts to freeze. as someone looks you right between the eyes, you're paralyzed. You know it's still a thriller night, fighting for your life inside a killer thriller.
For those of you with Rock Band 2, you might recognize the vocals there of Ian Brown, who is a member of the Stone Roses. Actually, I guess it's not Rock Band 2. That was DLC for Rock Band 1. The song Love Spreads by Stone Roses was the song that was available for Rock Band. That's Ian Brown doing his Michael Jackson impression there, doing Thriller. Not really an impression, is it? You'll find that on the 2007 album Tom Middleton Presents Crazy Covers Volume 2. Really good album, of course, loaded, as you probably could guess from the title, with covers. And I'm a big fan of the Stone Roses. I think only just put out one album, but it was a very highly critically acclaimed album. Fantastic stuff. Stone Roses, and lead vocalist Ian Brown there. Before that, you heard Andrew Philip Tipton from a very limited edition CD called Your Violent Past. He mailed me a copy of it and said, you know, nudge, nudge, Halloween's coming up, and I've got a great cover of Grim Grinning Ghosts on there. And I couldn't argue with that. It's excellent. It's Andrew Philip Tipton. The album is called Your Violent Past. And, of course, it's a cover of Grim Grinning Ghosts, which was popularized in the Haunted Mansion ride in Disneyland, written by Buddy Baker, I believe. And then we started the set off with a little bit of Psychobilly, Little Red Riding Hood by The Meteors from their 2006 album, Stampede. I think those people who've been with the show a long time and who also managed to pick up the recent reissue or cover reissue of The Nightmare Before Christmas, called Nightmare Revisited, featuring covers of all of the songs from Nightmare Before Christmas, probably can guess what I'm going to play on the show. And I'm not just picking this because of the interview I had with Tim DeLauder of the Polyphonic Spree on Coverville several years ago. But I'm picking it because they managed to turn what was a quick kind of plot-moving song in Nightmare Before Christmas, turn it into just a brilliant rock opera with, I don't know, almost Bohemian Rhapsody kind of production on it. I think it's excellent. And I love how you get a lot more vocalists in the song too, as well as Tim DeLauder, a lot of the women who are part of the chorus in the Polyphonic Spree get singing parts as well, solo singing parts. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. It's the Town Meeting Song by the Polyphonic Spree from the brand new release, Nightmare Revisited.
Covered with gook? idea! This Christmas sounds fun! Why, I fully endorse it! Let's try it at once!
Everyone, please! Not so fast! There's something here that you don't quite grasp! Well, I may as well give them what they want, and the best I must confess I have saved for the last. For the ruler of this Christmas land is a fearsome king with a deep, mighty voice. At least, that's what I've come to understand. And I've also heard it told that he's something to behold, like a lobster, huge and red. And sets out to slay with his reindeer on, carting bulging sacks with his big great arms. And on a dark, cold night, under full moonlight, he flies into a fog, like a vulture in the sky. And they call him Sandy
Transylvanian twist.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
Yeah, it's the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. My monster mash is the hit of the land. For
met to brew you. When you get to my door, you tell them Barley sent you.
And you can mash.
Yeah, you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
And you can mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
Yeah, you can monster mash.
Yeah, just in case you want to play that backwards yourself and see what they're saying, I'll let you skip forward about a minute if you want the surprise yourself. If not, I'll tell you that what they're saying in the background there, backwards, is yes, yes, eat at the Monster Mash in Edinburgh, Scotland. I don't know why they talk about that, but they do. That is Hayseed Dixie with a single called Monster Mash, of course a cover of the Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers song from the 60s. That was requested by Joel from Colorado and Stephen from Phoenix, and it takes me back to those first Halloween episodes of Coverville where I said I'd never play the Monster Mash. We'll see how things change. Before that, you heard the Town Meeting sung by the Polyphonic Spree. That comes from the brand new release Nightmare Revisited. Of course, a cover of the Danny Elfman tune from the movie and from the soundtrack. Great rendition there, and I love how they incorporate all the different voices and styles and really turn it into quite a production. All right, now Tina is with me here in the studio. Now, I know we did a Musically Challenged a couple days ago, but we're going to do another one as part of this show, and you know why?
Why?
Because it comes from Germany. It comes from Christoph.
Christoph!
And it's a Monster Mash edition of Musically Challenged.
That's awesome.
Now, I don't think he actually intended for me to wait until Halloween to use it, because he actually got it to me like a couple months ago, but I've had such a backlog of Musically Challenged that it just turned out to work out that we'd use it for this one.
Perfect.
So, ready to jump into it, or is there anything you want to?
I would rather just jump into it because I'm irritated.
Okay.
By people being stupid at work.
Yes. Okay. Jumping into it now.
Okay.
Hey, Brian. And hey, Tina. This is Christoph from Hamburg. I'm sitting at my computer, and I brought my own Tina, which is Andrea, who is sitting right next to me. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Christoph.
Everybody should have their own Tina.
It's going today.
It's going great.
So we're bringing you a new musically challenge together, which is
The Monster Mash,
Part 3. I think you know the system. I play you a couple of songs, two tracks mixed together, and you have to find out which ones they are. And Andrea doesn't know them, right?
Not a clue.
Because I did it when I was in...
In secret.
In Montreal, actually.
Okay.
And you weren't there. So, but we have to finish in 6 minutes, Brian
okay,
said.
Let's
so,
go.
first, I'm going to play something which I recorded, and then someone else did it in a Musically Challenged, and so I just play this one. Yeah, so of course that was...
Oh, before he even says it, I'm going to jump in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the song.
Yep, and it's funny because the one of the songs, so it's Men in Black by Will
yeah.
Smith from the movie the same name. And that sampled Patrice Rushen's, was it Patrice Rushen or Denise Williams? Patrice Rushen, Send Me Forget-Me-Nots was the song that it sampled, but it sounds like he merged the full song with the Men in Black version.
It was Men in Black by Will Smith, the Men in Black theme song, and the original, which was Send Me Forget-Me-Nots by Patrice Rushen.
I didn't know there was an original.
There was one, right. And it was on one of the last shows, so this is not a question. That was just a warm-up.
Oh, darn.
And we start with the first question, which is very easy for everybody to find out what it is right now.
That's Police.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the name of it.
How about the other one? The drums.
It, oh my god. It's an 80s group.
Yes, it is.
You noticed.
Was it, my favorite song?
What? Tainted Love?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Tainted Love.
Oh, okay.
That is, you have to ask me if that's your favorite song. how much can you really like your favorite song if you have to ask me if that's it?
See, this is what happens to me is we do the Musically Challenged. I know, I really do know things, and then it gets down to it, and it's out. I'm just not expecting it, and right. I can't come up with things.
It's okay, so Roxanne by The Police, you got that one.
Yeah.
And the other song was Blue Monday by New Order.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That, right?
It took me two notes.
But did you recognize the second one?
No, just the first.
Just the first one. Okay. So there's something to find out. Here is question number two.
Oh, that's awesome. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah, very good.
And Like a Prayer
Very
by
good.
Madonna.
Excellent. Very, I was hoping you'd get that one.
Yeah, that one hit me first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Madonna bit
yeah.
hit you first.
Wow.
And then that the second nice, one, right? And then Phil Collins.
Very nice.
Well done on that one, too, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
Well, and to you, too, Tina. I was talking to Christoph for the mashup there. But you know what? Good job for you, too, sweetie.
Did you recognize one?
One of them, yes.
And not the hoo-hoo-hoo?
Not the hoo-hoo-hoo.
Okay, so find out about that. Here is question number three.
Oh, very good. I just got both of them.
Prince.
Uh-huh.
And then what's this one?
Wow,
I know this one.
You got the Prince one first. That's impressive.
Well, I know this one. I just cannot think. Okay. The main one I cannot think of.
Okay.
I mean, I could sing it, but really you don't want me to.
I'll go back a little bit and see if it comes to you.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Okay.
Very good. And the song?
I forgot.
She Drives Me Crazy.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then Prince Kiss.
Yeah. Huh?
Blues?
I recognize it. I couldn't tell you the name.
You recognize that there were two?
Sure I did.
Okay. So here comes question number four.
Inya.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot the other person. I don't know who that is. Like, I know the song, but I don't...
Give it a second.
What about that?
That's all we get is the second. So you got Enya, Orinoco Flow.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to eat that Boston baked bean.
Not at all.
Right in front of the microphone, are you?
No. It's not a Boston baked bean.
Yeah, it's a Boston baked bean.
It's not.
Sure it is.
Okay, well, anyway.
Saw you reach into the candy dish and grab is like, no, not in front of the microphone. The other song was You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the name of the song, like when you said it, that made complete sense, but I didn't know who that was.
Well, I could sing it, but I don't think anyone would appreciate
that. Which one could
that.
You sing?
One of them.
That's hilarious.
I know. She is. We are too.
Is Tina.
So you think you knew one of them?
Yes.
Okay. So, Brian and Tina, make up your minds. You can get 8 points for 8 songs, 4 times 2, and we'll come back with the solutions in a second.
Yeah, I think we nailed all 8.
4 points for 4 songs.
We did.
Right, or 2 points for 2 songs. Okay, so here we are back, and here comes the solution for question number 1. What's that?
I don't know the name.
But you know the song?
Yes.
It's Blue Monday by New Order. And you can say what that is.
Well, that would be The Police and Roxanne.
Okay. Those days are over. Okay, here comes the answer to question number 2. Yeah, that was easy.
Well, easy that it's Phil Collins. I can't remember the name.
In the Air Tonight. But what was the other?
That would be Madonna.
That would be Madonna. What's the song?
Like a Prayer.
Like a Prayer. I think they fit very nicely together, didn't you think?
Yeah, well, they're contemporary.
Yeah. Okay, here is answer number 3. You remember the Fine Young Cannibals?
Now that you tell me, I do.
And that is?
Something about being sexy and beautiful.
That's Prince, honey. Okay, so Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy, and Kiss by Prince.
Okay.
Okay, last question was a weird mixture of this one. That's probably before your time. That's 70s. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
I was around then. That was a Sail Away, Sail Away. Sail,
yeah, it's
away.
Called the Orinoco Flow. And what's the girl? What's the girl's name? The woman singer's name?
I don't know.
That was Enya.
Oh, okay, well.
So yes, Enya's Orinoco
been.
Flow, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. So that was.
I think we found your European doppelganger.
Totally. I love her.
That's it?
That was it.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you guess? How many points did they get? Well, you don't listen.
Well, 6 to 8.
If not all, I think Brian got 7. Tina got 4. You don't listen to that so often, so. Well, we'll see. Okay.
Oh, but I will.
But you will. Okay.
Good answer.
So, this was Christoph.
And Andrea.
From Hamburg. And I hope you enjoyed it. And talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Andrea's great.
She is.
You gotta have her on all the time, Christoph. Wow. And it's funny how even down to... to phrases and things you guys said some of the same things. So that's hilarious. All right. Well, we're almost at 50 minutes, so let's go ahead and close this thing up. Tina, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
And Christoph and Andrea, thank you so much for that Monster Mash edition of Musically Challenged. And the rest of you, thank you for listening. Couldn't do this without you, right? If you want to get in a request, a suggestion, an idea, anything like that, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story for the birthday of Johnny Marr, whose birthday, I believe, is either the 30th or the 31st. I'll have to look that up and make sure. But so you'll hear some covers of the Smiths, some covers of the covers of Modest Mouse and Electronic, all the bands that he's been a part of. So look for that on Thursday. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying thanks again for... No, oh my gosh.
That just about covers it for tonight.
Yes. Then I say, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.